Now, all the primary schools are back into familiar routines and looking forward to the school year ahead and all the upcoming projects which they may have. And I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Prívida of Gaelscoil Corán here in Yall, Katrina Nirida, and Vuntor Aoife Mhic Canán, and I hope I said it right, who are going to have a chat with me about their very successful garden project and the upcoming enrolment of 2022. And you're very welcome, ladies.
Good morning, Linda.
Hard to believe we're talking about 2022 already, isn't it, Katrina?
It is. It's hard to believe it, yes. But we've managed to get through 2021, which is a great thing. And with the support of many parents and the support of the students and all of the staff. So great credit is due to the community that serves the school.
Yeah, and you could even see with the kids returning back to school in September, there was none of that anxiousness or that. They were all looking forward to going back, which is a great credit to all the school system, isn't it?
It is, Linda. I suppose we had a plan in place and the plan worked very well in the previous academic year. So we continued with that plan and with any other extra measures that we were asked to put in place. So we said, you know, if it's not broke, why try and fix it?
Absolutely. Now, one of the projects that you started, I want to say it was around the time of COVID, correct me if I'm wrong, is the garden project, Aoife, and that proved to be very successful, didn't it?
Yeah, we're delighted with it. It gave a lot of colour to the school and a lot of interest for the pupils. We have no grass in the school, so we really felt we needed to bring a bit of nature in for the children, and it ties in then nicely with the curriculum, and we can talk about science and how a seed grows and things like that, and they can actually see it in action. We often have classes maybe setting seeds on the windowsills, and then a few weeks later they get to go out in the garden and plant them in the beds out in the garden. It was a huge undertaking at first because we actually had to build raised beds. So I suppose that happened about 4 years ago, and we had to bring every single thing in, railway sleepers to build up the beds, mm-hmm. topsoil, and we had great help from parents, and the pupils then loved gardening. We really want them to think more about what they're seeing and, you know, think more about where their food comes from. So we've grown herbs, we've grown peas, we've grown beetroot, we've grown potatoes, onions. So they can see all these things. We have some apple trees out the back in very large tubs that were very kindly donated to us by Sean Russell. And they just love seeing the apples growing. They get very excited. One little fellow was telling me one day that when he gets hungry, he's sure he can just reach up and get an apple for his lunch. Like. So, you know, they, and another aspect of it is the kind of small insects that they get to see, because again in the curriculum, you know, doing little bug hunts would be part of it, and they've seen, you know, bees, hoverflies, worms, slugs, you know, the great fun trying to chase away the slugs from the plants. So, you know, it gives them an interest. And the other day in the front yard they found this moth and it looked like a dried up leaf, and you know, there was huge entertainment. There was about six boys and they were all passing it from hand to hand, and you know, it just gives them more of an interest, and I think it makes them kinder then towards little creatures when they understand that they're part of, you know, an overall, you know, the overall ecosystem that we're all living in. And I suppose the latest thing we're hoping to do is sign up the school to the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan. We've seen some signs around the town. We've seen that other kind of organisations are involved in it. And we think, you know, that should be the next step for the school. So we're looking into it at the moment. We're going to draw a plan of the school and just add more pollinator friendly plants to the school and make the children more aware of how important pollinators are to the food production cycle.
And it is something that particularly us as adults are guilty of forgetting about, is the importance of pollination, is the importance of bees and insects and all of this. We often look at the garden and think, oh, the flowers are lovely, but they all serve a purpose, don't they? And it's great that the kids are starting to learn that now as well.
And, you know, there's simple facts, like, you know, we did a little bit about it before the coronavirus hit, and we learned that bees' favourite colour is purple. So purple flowers are particularly good for pollinating insects. And it's the small little facts that children remember and that they take home. And it also stops them being maybe quite so scared of bees. Mm-hmm. Some children, you know, would be inclined to, the second they see something yellow and black buzzing around, they start screaming, you know. Whereas when they understand that it's very important, and if you don't bother the bee, they more likely won't bother you. They're only interested in the flowers, and you just keep back a little bit from them and observe them. You know, I think it's very helpful to them.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, testament to the success of the garden is that you're hoping to expand it, aren't you, Katrina?
We'd love to expand it, Linda. And I suppose just to mention Aoife here beside me, Muntor Aoife has been fantastic on the garden. She's a wealth of knowledge in relation to pollination and in relation to plants. But initially it was Emma Hutchinson, one of the parents in the school, who came to me with the idea. And we, I suppose, we thought about it. We felt we'd very little space, but we realised we could go vertically. So we put the pallets onto the wall and even coloured Wellingtons and stuffed them with polystyrene and with soil and began to grow. So gradually the garden began to grow. But what we would love to do really is a mural, just to decorate, you know, the front of the school, a mural someplace on the grounds of the school, an artistic mural, maybe just depicting the life of the school, the culture of the school. But something like this, Linda, costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And to get somebody maybe to support us in doing it, ideally, it would be fantastic if the children could be involved in putting the mural together, be it an artistic mural or with maybe a montage using different materials. So I suppose if there is anybody out there in the local community who feels that they could contribute positively to the school in terms of maybe even giving us ideas about this mural, or maybe even if there are any people out there who feel that maybe that they could support us, we would be delighted to work with them. It would be a long-term project, but it's something that we'd like to see and just to brighten the atmosphere in the yard.
Yeah, and a great way to get kids involved as well, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, because as Aoife said, the children love being involved in the garden, even if they're out in the yard playing and they see the inside or they see the plants beginning to grow. It's such an interest for them. And I think Aoife is correct in saying that it does encourage a certain level of empathy. And, you know, the children are, you know, I suppose we talk an awful lot in the school about being kind and, you know, treating each other with respect and all that. And it's like having a little animal at home and learning to take care of it. It gives them a sense of responsibility and a sense of wonder and awe as well.
The wonderful video that you did there last week. I mean, it was what a brilliant video, and you've got a great reaction to it, haven't you?
Yeah, it was an idea that we had that maybe, you know, sometimes we, in like in any school, we do quite a lot of different activities with the school, with the children, academic and emotional and social and activities, I suppose, maybe on more on the creative arts and that. But maybe it's not always that we're out there, I suppose, showing the community what it is that we do, because school life is so busy. And we would communicate an awful lot with parents through the app. So we felt that maybe to show the wider community of Youghal and beyond and give them a little taste of the culture of Gaelscoil Coráin and the wonderful work that is done by all of the teachers and ancillary staff with the children each day. So it was great to see the reaction of people, and it is a very realistic snapshot of what goes on every day in the school.
You launched the video to, I suppose, launch the enrolment for 2022. We're already talking about 2022. Yeah. A couple of questions that kind of came up off the back of the video. A couple of people kind of asked, do children need to come from an Inra to attend the Gaelscoil?
It's not necessary, Linda. A lot of the students coming to us would come from the Nínra, but not all of the students. We would have quite a large number of students as well who would come from other preschools, or maybe children who hadn't attended any preschool at all. So what I would say is it's not necessary at all. If you take myself, for example, I attended an all-English primary school and secondary school, but had an absolute love of the language. I would say Aoife was the same here beside me, Munthor. Yeah. Aoife. We just had a love of the language. We picked it up from learning it as one subject in school. And we would have other teachers in the school as well like that who didn't attend all Irish primary or secondary schools, but just had a love of the language, were supported maybe at home in terms of encouraging us because we had a liking for it. So what I would say to all parents out there listening, that your child doesn't have to attend an Inra, or doesn't have to, you don't have to have any Irish at home. I have taught many children in the school myself whereby the parents didn't have the Gaeilge.
There's one sitting in front of you.
Yeah, and they were very worried about it. But it's the way it is taught in junior infants. It's what we call Tumidachas, which is the immersion method, whereby the children are completely immersed in the Irish language in junior infants and in the first term of senior infants. So, and by using a lot of pictures and a lot of, I suppose, visual effects, the children begin to learn the language, and they're like sponges.
They are. And Aoife, to come to you on that, the way that children are taught Irish now is very different to the way that we would have been taught it in school. And I suppose there is always that fear factor in there, isn't there? When you put a child in, particularly if you've no Irish at home, you're going, well, I can't help them with their homework. I won't be able to. But the kids, as you said, Katrina, they're complete and utter sponges.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. They, you know, from the word go, they learn their colours, they learn phrases, and the homework is modelled to them every evening. So before, just after lunch, the teacher will put up a sample page, go through it all, they'll rehearse it, they'll do it over and over again. So the child can nearly do it in their sleep before they ever go home. And there's no real need. Once mammy and daddy open the book at the right page, you should be able to leave them off, you know, and, you know, they become much more independent then as they go along. But, you know, we're very conscious that parents might find it difficult. I know the Nina Fioga teacher at the moment, she's conscious that there's a few parents from other countries, maybe not both parents from both another country, but, you know, maybe if it's mammy is doing the homework, they want to make sure that that parent is comfortable. So they will often put up a message on Aladdin translating maybe some of the instructions just to make sure that nobody is at sea with the instructions.
Yeah. Now, I can't let the two of you go without mentioning one of your amazing colleagues who, after 25 years, is retiring from Gaelscoil, the lovely Rooney of the school, known to everyone affectionately as Anya. What an amazing service she's put in.
Oh, absolutely. And Aoife will attest to this as well. An absolute Anya is so punctual and so efficient. She has spent 25 years in Gaelscoil Corán. Now, she would have worked in other areas in Yall prior to that. She hasn't missed one single day.
Incredible, isn't it?
In her 25 years.
Incredible.
And Anya has a great can-do attitude to everything. She's a solution-orientated person, so you come to her with something and it's never a problem. She'll either say, leave it with me, and she'll find a way around it, or she has an answer to it there and then. And she's endeared by parents, students and by all staff. And I suppose the role of school secretary is a very important role in any school. It's a demanding role and a responsible role. And Anya ticks all boxes. I think Aoife would attest to that.
Absolutely. She's just so kind and just very matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, everything gets done and nothing is a problem. And she's just wonderful. Yeah, like, we'll really miss her.
You know, she's very modest and humble, even when we're trying to discuss maybe we, as a staff, to do something nice for her. Everything is low key and everything will be kept at low key, and that's how she wants it.
Yeah.
But she's a wonderful person and a wonderful colleague and a wonderful person to have in the school, because she's the person that all parents contact, being the school secretary, to pass on messages. And she's always so patient and so kind and so pleasant to people on the phone.
Yeah. Guys, thanks very much for popping into me today. If you just remind people the website address so they can go enter for the enrolment side of it.
So if you put into the Google search Gaelscoil Corán, it will bring you up. It will bring you into the Gaelscoil Corán website. And then within the website, there's a section called Unthrall Admissions. And just go into that and read down through it. And there's a little link that says here, and that's all the documents are there.
Brilliant.
And we officially commence enrolment, Linda, on the 11th of October, but parents can send in an enrolment form anytime this year for the 22 to 23 year, and for any other years, an expression of interest form.
Brilliant. Principal, or Previda, of Gaelscoil Corán, Katrina Ní Ríomhaire, and Muntuar Aoife Mhic Cánán, and I apologise if I'm saying that wrong. I really do. As I do apologise for my Irish. Thanks, Mill, for coming in to me today.
Thank you.
Slán leat.